Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing, available 24/7 at backgroundbriefing.org. And joining us now is Jamie Court, who's the president of Consumer Watchdog, a consumer group that has been fighting corrupt corporations and crooked politicians since 1985. He's a co-author of Making Killing, HMOs and the Threat to Your Health, and The Progressive's Guide to Raising Hell, How to Win Grassroots Campaigns, Pass Ballot Box Laws, and Get the Change You Voted For, a Direct Democracy Toolkit. Welcome to Background Briefing, Jamie Court.
Thanks, Ian. Great to be back.
And on Sunday evening, Governor Jerry Brown of California signed a bill that involves the strongest protections against abuses by internet providers in the country, in effect of overturning the FCC's net neutrality decision. And other states have done so, Vermont, Oregon, and Washington, although California's law is a much stronger one. But immediately, the federal government, the FCC, filed an injunction. So the law would not come into effect until January 2019. But what do you expect is going to happen in the meantime? At this point, where do we stand?
Well, it's up to the courts. And, you know, there's good law on both sides. I mean, you know, California is the fifth largest economy in the world. These companies are based here. We have a right to say, with our own cell phone carriers, you know, this is the AT&T's, the Verizon's, the T-Mobile's, that the Sprint's, these companies want to do business with Californians. They are regulated as cellular phone companies under our Public Utility Commission. And we have the right to tell them you can't throttle back internet speeds because someone's not paying you enough or they're not a big enough company. And what happened to really inspire this bill forth, because it was stuck, AT&T and the other telecoms had a real grab on it in the state capitol, and they had it in place. And then we had some wildfires out here. And as you recall, there was just this tremendously outrageous incident where Verizon throttled back the internet speed of a fire department fighting one of these blazes. And they couldn't communicate with each other because they had throttled back the speed of it. Fire company, and then they claim, well, they've used over their allotment of gigabytes, and therefore we got to pull back their speeds. Well, that was a public health and public safety emergency that Verizon hadn't thought about or planned for or cared about. And I think those facts are going to be really important when we go to court because, you know, if we can't fight fires in the state of California because these private companies that want to do business here have the right to slow down our internet speeds, that creates a real public threat. There is a compelling state interest in this type of regulation. Now, on the other hand, the Trump and the Federal Communication Commission and the Federal Trade Commission are going to say, look, this is our jurisdiction. There's interstate commerce, and if one state starts to have one rule for telecom companies and the other state has another rule, how are we going to have interstate commerce? So that's how justice will weigh this. I tend to believe that because of the circumstances with the fire department being the victim here, that if this is well argued and lawyers do what they should do, that this law may hold.
Well, if they could do this in California, the big telecoms, like AT&T and Verizon, who pushed for the net neutrality bill to overturn net neutrality under Ajit Pai, the new and current head of the FCC, then what you described that happened in California, where the fire department, its internet access was slowed down because it had reached its limit, regardless of how important it was at the moment for this fire department to be fighting one of these worst forest fires in the history of California. That situation is writ large across the country as we speak, right? It's only that California is trying to do something about it along with Vermont, Washington, and Oregon.
Yeah, no, this is the state of play. And what happens is if you exceed a 5 gigabyte usage on your cell phone as an individual, that's when your speeds start to get slow. And the companies that had grandfathered in unlimited data, they throttle back too at higher levels, even though they're supposed to do unlimited data. So it's a real issue. It's a real communications issue. And in times like wildfire, when we're having them with greater severity, they break out suddenly and you've got to move. We've got to have the type of regulation that doesn't discriminate between people who overuse data or people who pay more to have extra bandwidth. And we have these regulations on the book very shortly for the, during the Obama era. And they proved to be, you know, really important. I mean, this was, I heard the FCC vote on this when Chairman Wheeler enacted the rules before President Trump, the FCC invalidated them. And this was like a civil rights moment. The Democratic FCC commissioners really joined hands. And along with the rules, by the way, for net neutrality in terms of internet speeds, there was also some privacy rules that applied to the telecom carriers, AT&T and others, and required that they actually had to respect our privacy over the pipes and not sell our data without personal identification data without our permission, which they had done before. So this was a real federal moment, and Trump gave a huge gift to the telecoms by reversing it. The consequences were felt dramatically here. That freed this bill. Governor Brown signed it. Our Attorney General Javier Becerra is ready to go to war to fight for it, so he'll put his best legal talents on this, which is really important because sometimes you will lose a lawsuit like this if the Attorney Generals aren't up to snuff, and sometimes the State Attorney Generals, frankly, aren't your A team. But in this case, it will have our A team, and I think it's going to send a signal all around America because if California gets net neutrality, people in New York are going to wonder why they don't have it. And these public safety issues are going to be issues that, you know, come into effect in other places as well. Now, I imagine the telecoms will say, no, we learned our lesson. We're now going to make special circumstances for fire departments, police departments, but nonetheless, the point is made. You never know what kind of circumstances are going to come up. So I think this battle in the courts isn't just going to be about whether our California law stands. It's going to be about whether New York will get to enact the law, and Texas will get to enact the law, and other states of significant size will get to enact their own laws. And I do think, you know, on the legal doctrine, there's cogent arguments to be made on both sides. But I think the political climate here with the wildfires, and I think the fact that this is really one of those issues that actually could be salient in 2020's presidential election, there's going to be a lot of eyes on this. You know, I tend to believe that the state law is going to hold just because it's going to be such a watch case. And if it goes the wrong way, and if it goes the wrong way before the 2020 election, you know, it actually creates really interesting political dynamics that I don't think the courts are going to want.
And again, I'm speaking with Jamie Court, who's the president of Consumer Watchdog, a consumer group that has been fighting corrupt corporations and crooked politicians since 1985. He's the co-author of Making a Killing, HMOs and the Threat to Your Health, and The Progressive Guide to Raising Hell, How to Win Grassroots Campaigns, Pass Ballot Box Laws, and Get the Change You Voted For, a Direct Democracy Toolkit. So when the Obama-era net neutrality bill was in force, and then immediately Trump threw Ajit Pai, his appointee, to the FCC, of course, Trump has basically eviscerated everything that Obama's had, and it seems almost predictable and vindictive on his part. But at the time when Ajit Pai was about to basically kill net neutrality, there was an enormous outpouring from the public. I mean, this is a real case where they just ignored the majority of the people in order to satisfy a powerful special interest minority.
Yes, I think this is a case where the ruling telecom companies be damned. It got what they wanted, and they said the people be damned, and they said, you know, let them have slow internet speeds. It's the modern day equivalent of let them eat cake. And it's something that I think is a telling example of the differences between the Democrats and the Republicans. This is going to be one of the pocketbook consumer issues for which I think Trump administration will always be remembered, and which this FCC and will always be remembered. You know, this is not normal. In European countries, they don't have these problems. In other countries, they do not have these problems. But in America,
we suddenly have an election and we lose internet speeds. I think that any 2020 Democratic presidential candidate who doesn't put this at the top of the list of populist grievances against the ruling aristocracy under Trump would be committing political malpractice. So I think this is going to be front and center. And frankly, this case is going to keep it front and center.
But already in the California election, you'd think that the Republicans would be dead on arrival because the Trump administration, in its so-called big budget reform, where they gave $1.5 trillion to the super rich and hosed everybody else, as a consequence of that, in order to balance the books, which they clearly didn't, they're adding to the deficit enormously, they nevertheless basically punished California by taking away Californians' deduction of state and local taxes on their federal income tax. So it was pure political spite that a successful blue state should be punished by these kind of redneck rural states that are a bunch of parasites. But that's what they did, and yet you've got Republican running, accusing Democrats of raising your taxes, and they put this gas tax bill on the ballot, hoping to bring out their people to the vote. So what does this say about the people of California? I mean, are they smart enough to know that it's the Republicans who caused them to pay more in taxes and that they're just using this gas tax initiative as a political screen to obscure the fact that they're the ones who really stiffed us?
Yeah, I think that in these six Republican congressional districts, it will be a transformative issue the way California's been targeted, although people tend to vote for their local congressmen. Some of these issues are bigger. But I think this is a bigger issue than California in 2020. You know, the Democrats here have laid down the gauntlet and said, look, if we get back in office, look what they're doing in California, look what Obama did, we're going to do it again. We're going to make sure your internet speed's not slow. And if I were, and I'm not, a Democratic consultant, I guarantee you one of the top five issues I would put on the 2020 agenda for Democrats is the idea that we are not going to allow the telecoms to slow down our internet speed. Now, the ironic caveat of that, again, is there every year is something called the Speaker's Cup, hosted by AT&T, that the Assembly Speaker in California hosts at Pebble Beach. It's paid for by AT&T, and all their friends come and contribute. So, ironically, AT&T's had a pretty good holdout here, along with the other telecoms. It's just the moment that's transcended all of it. And I think that's going to carry forth and give the Democrats a playbook nationally. If I'm Bernie Sanders, if I'm Elizabeth Warren, if I'm Kamala Harris, believe me, this is going to be one of the top five issues. And they had the courage to do it. Of course, the money trail leads back to the Democrats, too, from the telecoms. But we've got it on the record. The Trump administration's suing over it. This is going to be a narrative that plays out. And what's going to hang in the balance is, you know, how quick a connection you're going to have. I don't think this court case is going to be resolved before the 2020 election.
Well, Jamie Court, I thank you very much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Ian. Appreciate it.
And again, I've been speaking with Jamie Court, who's the president of Consumer Watchdog, a consumer group that has been fighting corrupt corporations and crooked politicians since 1985. He's the co-author of Making a Killing, HMOs and the Threat to Your Health. And his latest book is The Progressive's Guide to Raising Hell, How to Win Grassroots Campaigns, Pass Ballot Box Laws, and Get the Change You Voted For, a Direct Democracy Toolkit. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at backgroundbriefing.org. You can also contact me, and I'll be back again with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.